In a world obsessed with self-fulfillment and personal achievement, Mother Teresa offers a startling paradox. The path to true joy lies in self-forgetfulness. This Albanian nun captivated millions, not through intellectual prowess, but through a radical compassion that transcended religious boundaries. Her autobiography, No Greater Love, resonated globally because it challenges our culture's fundamental assumptions about happiness. While modern psychology emphasizes self-actualization, Mother Teresa's life demonstrates that losing oneself in service to others reveals deeper dimensions of human experience. Her counterintuitive wisdom, that fulfillment comes through giving rather than getting, offers a revolutionary perspective in our individualistic society. What makes her approach so compelling? Perhaps it's the lived authenticity behind her words. A woman who abandoned comfort to embrace the forgotten in Calcutta slums, proving that true joy emerges not from accumulation, but from connection.
Prayer is my lifeline, Mother Teresa confesses with disarming simplicity. She describes prayer as an essential connection, without which she feels helpless and weak. What distinguishes her approach is its childlike directness, dismissing elaborate formulations for authentic conversation with the divine. When we struggle with prayer, she reassures us that God allows failure but not discouragement. She positions spiritual practice as dialogue. In vocal prayer, we speak to God. In mental prayer, He speaks to us, requiring both expression and receptive silence. Mother Teresa insists that prayer must manifest through action. Her contemplation generates compassion. In silence, God speaks to our hearts, giving us new energy and unity. This silence becomes the wellspring from which service flows. In our hyper-connected yet paradoxically disconnected world, Mother Teresa offers a counterintuitive remedy. Deeper engagement with humanity begins with solitude, and profound connection with others emerges from communion with something greater than ourselves.
Mother Teresa challenges conventional power notions, proposing that world transformation happens through seemingly insignificant acts performed with extraordinary love. Her vision is revolutionary because of its accessibility. We don't need grand gestures to show great love. It's the intensity we put into small actions that makes them beautiful. This democratizes world-changing potential, suggesting anyone can heal humanity through everyday interactions infused with genuine care. Her observation that it's easier to love those far away than those right next to us confronts our tendency to address distant problems while neglecting immediate relationships. She suggests that faithfulness in small things builds our strength, as God sees nothing as insignificant. This elevates minor acts of kindness to cosmic significance, while requiring the humility to renounce seeing the fruits of our labor. Her assertion that joy springs from hearts burning with love positions happiness as the byproduct of self-giving, becoming our strength against temptation and discouragement, and suggesting the remedy for despair lies in deeper engagement with others' needs. True giving comes not from abundance, but from sacrifice and personal connection. This principle distinguishes Mother Teresa's approach from conventional philanthropy, challenging the notion that effective giving is measured by quantity rather than quality of engagement. Consider the starving mother who immediately shared half her rice with hungry neighbors. The poor often demonstrate remarkable awareness of others' needs, inverting typical power dynamics and suggesting those with least material wealth may possess greatest spiritual abundance. Mother Teresa insists that authentic giving involves not just money, but oneself. The Australian man who donated funds but then regularly volunteered shaving dying men exemplifies this approach. Her requests often surprise donors, asking for presence, touch, smile, and attention beyond financial contributions, intangible gifts requiring vulnerability. Children intuitively understand genuine sacrifice. Their personal offerings demonstrate how giving that costs something transforms both giver and receiver. A small gift given with great love means more than expensive presents offered without thought.
Her insight that the sickness of feeling unloved requires kind hands in service and generous hearts in love identifies emotional poverty as equally devastating as material lack, expanding our understanding of human need beyond physical survival to encompass dignity and recognition. Holiness isn't a luxury for the few, but a simple duty for everyone. With this declaration, Mother Teresa democratizes spiritual aspiration, challenging the notion that sanctity belongs only to religious professionals. This universal calling invites everyone to transform the world through personal transformation. The first step, willing it, places holiness within reach of ordinary decision rather than extraordinary talent. Divesting ourselves of everything not of God frames spiritual growth as subtraction rather than acquiring special abilities. Her emphasis on humility and prayer creates a practical pathway that grows from silence where God speaks to our hearts. In our notification-saturated world, creating quiet spaces can transform our interior lives. The insight that, if we're humble, neither praise nor disgrace will affect us, offers liberation from opinion's tyranny, creating freedom to pursue authentic goodness regardless of social approval, countercultural wisdom in an age of likes and followers. Mother Teresa's loving trust means absolute confidence in God even amid failure, offering resilience through a divine relationship characterized by security rather than fear, allowing fearlessness of obstacles despite setbacks. Whatever we do, even giving someone a glass of water, we do to Jesus. This identification of ordinary service with divine encounter forms the theological core of Mother Teresa's approach. She perceives every human interaction as a potential sacred meeting without separating spiritual and practical dimensions. Mother Teresa values person-to-person encounters rather than crowds, prioritizing connection quality over quantity. This challenges efficiency-oriented approaches, suggesting transformation happens through direct personal engagement, not merely systemic solutions. Her commitment to serving Christ in the distressing disguise of the poorest, even when repugnant, acknowledges the difficulty in recognizing divinity in degraded conditions, distinguishing her approach from sentimental humanitarianism. The principle that work without love is slavery differentiates mechanical service from authentic engagement. How we serve matters as much as what we do. Her metaphor of humans as electrical wires through which God's current passes to produce light positions service as channeling rather than generating power. This understanding relieves the burden of outcomes while emphasizing faithful availability, shifting focus from achievement to receptivity. Poverty isn't just hunger for bread, but hunger for human dignity. This multidimensional understanding distinguishes Mother Teresa's approach from purely economic analyses. By recognizing dignity as fundamental, she addresses poverty's psychological and spiritual dimensions alongside material needs. She observed that the world hungers not only for food, but for love, identifying relational poverty as equally devastating as physical deprivation. Spiritual poverty, loneliness, and meaninglessness afflicts even the wealthy West, challenging materialistic assumptions about human flourishing. Mother Teresa found it easier to give rice to the hungry than to remove the bitterness of spiritual deprivation, acknowledging the difficulty in addressing interior suffering. Her definition of true poverty as freedom from possessions that might own us or prevent sharing inverts conventional understanding, positioning voluntary simplicity as liberation. She maintained that the greatest poverty is being unwanted and unloved, a vulnerability transcending economic circumstance.